Powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Switch today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
And still to come, the great Sam Newman and the great Chris Anstey. So plenty still to come on the program. Stick around. Naeem in Epping's given me a call. Welcome to you, Naeem.
Oh, thanks, Dwayne. I'd like to talk about Stuart Lowe standing in the game. I'm a St Kilda fan, so I saw a lot of his games in the 80s and 90s. I reckon he's an all-time great. I think a lot of people forget how good he was. I think as a combination, Lockett and Lowe were on a par with Dunstall and Brereton. The only problem is that Lockett and Lowe didn't play as many games together because Plugger was often injured or suspended. And they probably didn't have the same quality of ball users that Hawthorn had, apart from Winmar and Harvey. People forget that when Lockett left, Lowe became the focal point for the Saints, whether he played full forward, centre-half forward. Often he played extended periods in the ruck. He played at centre-half back. And I think it's a massive oversight that he's not in the Hall of Fame, especially when you consider a couple of Lowe's contemporaries like David Neitz and Chris Grant have been inducted. And I think Lowe was as good as them, if not better.
Yeah, there's no flags if you play for St Kilda in that era. That's the other issue, obviously, because it's a lot different if you've got five flags next to your name like Dermot or four flags next to your name like Jason Dunstall. That's the hard part to name when you look at the resumes, and that's what they do with the Hall of Fame these days. They look at resumes and try and work out how many asterisks, how many highlights there are on it before they enter a guy in the Hall of Fame. Do you think he'll ever get in, Stuart Lowe, Naeem?
Well, I think he should, especially given that David Neitz and Chris Grant did, and they never played in premierships.
Yep.
And they're great players as well, there's no doubt about it. But I think they've missed the mark there. I mean, Dermot often talks about Lowe being the best pack mark he's ever seen. And it's a bit of a paradox that if you consider all the skills of football, whether it be handballing, tap ruckman, goal kicking, field kicking, the best exponents of all those skills are already in the Hall of Fame. People like Greg Williams, Darren Jarman, Polly Farmer, Simon Madden, Lockett, Dunstall. Lowe, being a great mark and probably one of the best we've seen, is not in the Hall of Fame. I find that a bit of a paradox.
You make a really good point, Naeem. You know your stuff. And yeah, St Kilda was an interesting time back then because they didn't win a lot of games. They didn't win a lot of flags. And yet they had some of the most watchable players in the competition. Really appreciate your call, Naeem, from Epping on Stuart Lowe, if you join the conversation late. We were talking about greatest of all time when it comes to goal kickers from outside 50 and on the run from pockets. We'll go back to that. I'll read a few more of your texts out a little bit later on in the program. But I want to talk some golf. Sam Newman has been vocal. He reckons golf should be back, should be allowed. He had an impassioned plea yesterday for Dan Andrews on the steps of Parliament House. Here's Sam Newman from yesterday.
I respectfully ask him, why in God's name can't we go onto a golf course, social distance, and play golf? I'm going to stand here for an hour or so, and if he hears that I'm here, I'll put a ball marker down. I've got a GPS for social distancing, and we'll ask him, why in God's name can't Victorians play golf? So here we go. Someone might tell him. I might ring him. He's bound to take my call. All right, I might do a bit of putting. Okay, I'm going to wait here for a while and just see if he comes out. You might think this is a publicity stunt, and you couldn't be more accurate. This is a publicity stunt because this is absolute nonsense. See this? You cannot be serious. That's the name of our podcast. And you give me a legitimate reason why golfers can't socially distance, not touch one another, walk around a golf course, obey the strict rules. It is nonsense. There's everyone out on the street jogging, spitting, vomiting, pissing on everyone. It's extraordinary. I saw people kicking a football on Olympic Park yesterday. It's nonsense.
Sam Newman on the steps of Parliament yesterday. Here's Dan Andrews' response from this morning.
I didn't give Sam much thought, I must say. I'd love to be playing golf, we all would. But I don't need to play golf. And me playing golf is not worth someone's life.
don't need to play golf. Some people, for their mental health, do want to get out and golf again or fish again. Sam Newman, I presume, wants to get out there not just for exercise but for his mental release as well. Sam Newman joins me for a McCafe Coffee Catch-Up. We're drive-through people at a McCafe. Welcome to you, Sam. Thanks for joining me on the program.
Thank you very much, Dwayne. When you're mentally as frail as me, mate, getting out and playing golf might be the final thing that saves me. Now, I have been at pains to say that this is not a political hit job against the Premier. I respect the Premier. No, probably don't vote for him, but I respect him. But he's gone to a different level of stupidity. To say that he hasn't given anything I said or anyone else said any thought, that's exactly my point. How about he gives it some thought and tells us the logical reason why 20 million people in Australia can play golf all over the country, except the 5 million in Victoria. And to say that him playing golf is not worth someone's life is about as nonsensical and fatuous as you can get, and he should have a better answer than that.
So he thinks that other states are putting lives in danger by allowing golf on their courses, correct?
Well, that's it. That is the only analogy you could bring. And maybe he thinks that he is the only one in step, and that, and I've got, this is my conspiracy theory, is that he's a member of the Kingston Heath Golf Club. And I reckon that if he thinks or thought that if he says it's all right to play golf, people will say, oh, you're giving yourself a home run, a free kick, because you play golf, and he's a good golfer, and he's a member of a prestigious course, that they'll be saying, oh, well, we can't fish and we can't do everything else and all that sort of stuff. But it's all right to say your sport's all right because you're a member of a club. I reckon that's part of it.
Will you be able to go a bit further? Any chance that Mr. Morrison might allow you to get onto his steps and have a chat?
Well, if I could get up to see Mr. Morrison, but of course, when you get to Albury, you've got to drive through a roadblock. And they ask you why you're going actually in the state. You can't get on a plane. And this is the nonsensical part of it. It was a tongue-in-cheek thing about the golf, but every single, and I'm very happy for people, and I'm very happy for people to give their counterpoint of view, like the Premier has. But if you're going to have a counterpoint of view, at least have some logic and some rationale about it. There is no logical reason why you can almost have to book a spot to run around the tan or walk down Beaconsfield Parade. There's that many recreational walkers and joggers. On a golf course, it is the exact opposite any day of the year. You never stand next to anyone because that's the etiquette of golf. You don't get in their eye line. You don't touch the flag. You don't touch the rake. The only thing you touch is your ball and your clubs. You don't go into the clubhouse and mingle. You can buy takeaway coffee like you can in 8 million other takeaway joints that are open as you go out. It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and I am not taking the virus lightly, of course, but have a look at how many people are out doing things in a far more dangerous and hazardous way than wandering down to a golf club and socially distancing.
So do you think the age demographic is one of the reasons as well, Sam, or not?
Well, of course. Now, look, that's a very good point. The age, as in longevity, dynamic, of course, is important. And I'm in the category where I'm meant to be a high-risk person, if you like, but I don't have any respiratory ailments. But if you have, I noticed someone told me at Kingston Heath now, although the course is not open, if you go to the gates there, if you are delivering supplies or you're a staff member or you're on the maintenance staff, they take your temperature at the gate. What is wrong with people who have no symptoms and have, if you had symptoms of coronavirus or anything, would you go out and play golf anyhow? You'd self-isolate, you'd stay at home, you'd go and see your doctor. But if you have no symptoms and you do not come in contact with people in certainly within 1.5 metres, I'm happy to say if you're 70 or 75, I'm not necessarily doing this for me. If someone said, well, everyone can play golf unless you're over 70, I'll be pretty happy to stay. I won't be happy. But I'd stay at home. That gives this is not a crusade for me particularly. It's just so illogical that this country as a whole can play. Except, what is different about us down here in Victoria, other than someone not even thinking about it, like the Premier.
So do you think it'll be the first restriction relaxed in a month's time when we get around to finding out what restrictions can be relaxed as we slowly ease back that and fishing perhaps to be in all seriousness?
Right. Well, in all seriousness, mate, I reckon the reverse might apply. I reckon there'll be reverse psychology. I reckon the last thing to be lifted will be the golf ban, because someone like me has pointed it out, and the powers that be will say, oh, no, we're not giving in to that fool. We'll go, you know, where everything else is all right, but golf's on the banned list for another month. Maybe because we are drawing it to the authorities' attention. I mean, I know that's a tongue-in-cheek thing to say, but I don't know. Honestly, it is. You can play golf in America, for God's sake. You know that. It is just... why is it here in this state that we have a completely different mindset, a knee-jerk reaction? I know people say there's more important... There's more important things to do in any part of your life. There's always disasters and calamities going on. I know all that. And people say, it's all right, you want to play golf. We're sitting at home trying to put food on the table for our family. What do you think I don't eat? I'm trying to put food on the family for my table. What's golf got to do with it?
So you got to put your cue in. You got to put your cue in the rack now, Sam. Or are you going to continue to take this as far as you can take it?
Yeah. Well, Dwayne, I put my cue in the rack about in the late '90s. other than golf, I'm still doing the golf. I don't know why I want to play golf so much, because I'm no good at it and I get annoyed and I've got a reasonably bad temper at golf, although I've cooled that down. It's just the principle of it. It is just so annoying to be treated. Why are we treated like... We're just being treated like fools. Not fools. We're sort of some sort of mindless numbskulls. Why would this state have this opinion and no other state does?
So do you think, Sam, that if you lived near a golf course and you didn't have to drive 25 kilometres, if you could just wheel your buggy down the road?
No, mate. What's driving? What's the harm in driving? You sit in your car in a little bubble. No one else gets in it because you're not allowed to take anyone. You sanitise. I don't know. You have to sanitise the steering. Well, what's that mean? You drive in your car, drive to a car park, get out, get your clubs out, put them on a buggy. Walk over to your allotted tea time. You don't all congregate like a crowd outside a football stadium waiting to get in through the turnstiles. You walk at your designated time to your tee off, meet your opponent from 6 feet away, hit tee off, and that's the last time you'd ever come in contact with him, because when he hits his into the scrub on one side, and you hit yours into the scrub on the other side, and at the end of the day, at the end of the hole where the green is, you say it's your putt, you stand 10 feet away from him, you don't touch the flag, you don't touch the rake, you don't touch anything except your ball and your clubs.
You have had a win, though, Sam. You have had a win, though. I'm sure there's no noise outside of your apartment from skateboarders.
Well, I don't mind the noise. Well, I do. The noise is one of the things. But the only... See, this is how your reputation procedure... people say, I only went down and told the skateboarders because they used to jump off the paraphernalia there and the board used to shoot out and hit all the people with their dogs and all the people sitting outside the cafes. And people said, oh, it's very dangerous. So I went down and I said to them, it's dangerous. There's a sign up that says, don't skateboard. Well, gee, go forth and multiply is the immediate answer you get from them. And I think, well, trust me. So that's when the fracas starts. You think... So I'm the poor silly bastard that walks up and does it all. I'll get my head beaten in one day, or someone will get me with a flick knife. But if I have to fall on my sword for the goodness of the residents and the skateboarders and the golfers, so be it. I haven't got much time left, mate. Golf is the only thing I've got left. If the virus doesn't get me, age will, so I'm happy to take a chance.
So if you can't golf for your mental health for at least another month, Sam, what do you do? Do you drive the Lambo down to the supermarket to get your eggs?
Well, that's another very good question. I have a couple of old historically registered cars, which I'm in at the minute because I'm on the way. I have a legitimate reason for being in a car. And if I'm pulled up and they say, why are you driving this car? It's historically registered. I said, well, does it matter what car I drive to go down to where I've got a legitimate appointment? What's that matter, what car I drive? And they'll say, well, I'm not sure about that. I said, well, what do you talk about? What matter? What car does it matter you drive if you have a legitimate reason to be out in your car anyhow?
So you
and
are driving...
Said, oh, if you... What?
You are... It's, I presume you're taking one of these old ones down to the shops to get your groceries because the Lambo won't fit much in the boot. So you are at least getting some release to... You are allowed to drive some of your old Mustangs and,
you're allowed,
and such.
You're allowed to drive it. I don't take the Lambo down to the supermarket because when I come out, I want some of the wheels at least to be on it. what does it matter what sort of car you drive if you have a reasonably legitimate excuse? I'm sitting in it now waiting to back out into the traffic, which as I look through the rearview mirror is banked up a kilometre behind me. What is everyone doing out driving their cars? What are they doing? Self-isolating in their cars.
On that note, Sam...
Come on, mate, it's bullshit.
You'll be moving to electric car. So you're going to be an electric car man or are you going to stick with the old school engine?
I wouldn't buy an electric car if I thought it would solve world hunger.
Sam, been great talking
electric
to you.
Electric cars, what a lot of bullshit, electric cars. Seriously, what are we trying to save the planet? That'll be... Yeah, I know, all that nonsense about transport and all that stuff and all the climate change, that's bit in the dust. Someone suddenly's realised there's far more important things in life than all that nonsense we're going on with.
Sam, appreciate your call. I'm about to take the irate texts and phone calls, so don't envy me for the last time.
Well, so people will say, yeah, no, I know vaguely what they'll start out saying about me, but then when it all settles down and all the noise is settled down, saying, what actually did you disagree with that what I said? Besides thinking I'm a dickhead.
Sam.
As you do.
No, I think you're a Hall of Famer. I think you're a 300-game great, and
yeah,
I love the fact that you drive
it.
A Lamborghini. I don't agree with all of your views, but I think you're funny to listen to, and I love talking to you, Sam. Thanks for your time, and good luck going to the supermarket and getting golf started in a month's time.
Good on you, mate. All the best.
Sam Newman, we'll maybe take a few of your calls after the break.